Welcome to the Freedom Report, broadcasting from Alexandria, Virginia. Welcome to the Freedom Report. I'm your host, Austin Peterson. Who's Austin Peterson?
Liberty champion Austin Peterson, this Justin Bieber lookalike, and a powerful advocate for liberty.
Who's Austin Peterson? I'm an American. I love life, liberty, and family, but I'm not a conservative. I'm a hardcore libertarian. What am I doing here? I'm trying to restore the republic. The Libertarian Republic is a website aimed at furthering the ideas of economic freedom and personal liberty. I don't really care about parties. All I care about are ideas. And the one idea I care the most about? Freedom! That's right, pure freedom on the Freedom Report podcast.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Freedom Report. I'm your host, Austin Peterson, and I just want to say thank you very much for listening into the show. This podcast has just absolutely exploded with listeners, and I just can't believe that one guy can sit here in his apartment, make a show like this, and reach so many people. I just found out last week that a show that I did, just sitting here talking about politics, had 400,000 listeners. Ladies and gentlemen, those are like TV numbers. You know, when I used to be a producer at Fox Business, and I produced a show called Freedom Watch, and it was considered a great day if we got 100,000 viewers for the show. And I'm sitting here packing out sometimes 50,000, sometimes 100,000, and 400,000 listeners tuned into my podcast last week here at the Freedom Report. So I just want to say thank you so very much, because if you've been listening to this show for quite a while, if you've been following what I've been doing at the Libertarian Republic, you've seen the growth of this show, you've seen the growth of this website, you've seen the birth of my new website, Liberty Viral, and you listeners are making this happen. You are making Liberty happen. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to be here to produce this show for you and to be able to spread these ideas that I care so deeply about. And I hope it shows. I hope that you see me out there talking on Facebook and on my websites about, you can see how much I care about these issues. And it appears that that's the case, because with this humongous audience that has just grown wildly beyond my expectations, I think that people are actually connecting. So let's do what I do best. Oh, but before I do, real quick, one last plug. Do me a favor. If you have been listening to the show for a while and you're just the type of person who clicks on it on the website, most people don't subscribe to the podcast. What most people are doing is they're clicking on the podcast from the website, which is good, but I really would love it if you guys would subscribe. So you can find us on iTunes. You can also find us on the application Stitcher for Android. So if you have an Android device and you want to get downloads of great podcasts like the Freedom Report, you can download the free app Stitcher, and you'll get a little buzz whenever I upload a new podcast. So do me a favor, subscribe over there, and if you have been a longtime listener, please, one more favor, please go to iTunes and leave me a good review, 5 stars, and perhaps a little written note just saying, hey, what you think of the show. That would really help out your good pal, Leif Bieberson, here at the Freedom Report. Do me a favor, just that one little small thing. Otherwise, let's get to the show. Really exciting, hilarious story we're going to be talking about today. I'm going to read this headline just because it seems like it encompasses the whole story, and then we're going to talk about the issue. Catholic group threatens to boycott Naughty Girls donut shop. This is by Martin Zavin. A group in the United States is threatening to boycott a teenage girl's dream donut shop over its edgy name. The Naughty Girls Donut Shop in Front Royal, Virginia, is the brainchild of 17-year-old Tiana Ramos and her entrepreneurial mother, Natalie Ramos. The store's name is inspired by the deep-fried treats it serves, as well as Tiana's love of World War II-era pinup girls, which are featured inside the shop. After receiving the backing of investors, the store that offers variations on the classic recipes, including donut fried chicken and drunken donuts, opened in late June. Doesn't that sound awesome? But, well, drunken donuts sounds good, but donut fried chicken? I don't know about that, ladies. But a group called the Local Catholics of Front Royal is now threatening to punch a hole in the mother and daughter's donut dreams, calling for a boycott of Naughty Girls Donut Shop because of its name. Tiana said that the store has had its critics almost from the get-go. They literally threw trash at the door and said, "Naughty girls burn in hell," she said. Ugh. I started bawling right there. Poor girl. Tiana said she didn't report the incident, but became increasingly concerned when she noticed negative comments on restaurant review website Yelp, and later Facebook and Twitter. They were talking about how the girls look like hussies. They didn't talk about the food or the service, she said. I asked them to please remove the post, which they did. Miss Ramos and her daughter have defended the store's name, saying it reflects the attitudes of the war-era pinup girls and the idea of indulging in deep-fried treats despite the deleterious health impacts. Miss Ramos said she recently received a letter from the local Catholics of Front Royal warning them to stop advertising in a local newspaper. The mother and donut maker said a friend of hers was also asked to take part in the boycott because the shop's logo features a devil's tail. Ooh. I never even noticed the devil's tail, Miss Ramos said. I thought it was just a curve. And I'm looking at the sign here, ladies and gentlemen, I don't see a devil's tail here either in their symbol, which I'll definitely use in the podcast article. So make sure to check that out if you haven't seen it. Despite the threats, Miss Ramos and her daughter are more determined than ever to continue placing ads in the local paper. When asked if the Catholic campaign would lead her to relocate the store, Tiana replied, "Heck no! They're the reason we're staying here," she said. Well, good for you, Miss Ramos, and that is just a fantastic idea. I think that's a fantastic idea for a store. Now, I'm looking at the pictures, ladies and gentlemen. I'm watching the videos of them in their store. It does not. This isn't like some barista coffee shop. Now, you may have heard, if you're a reader of the Libertarian Republic, about some of these bikini barista coffee shops, where what they do is, these girls will be dressed in lingerie, and some of these stores have actually been busted for quote-unquote prostitution because they will engage in sex acts with, they've been known to engage, allegedly engage in sex acts with each other on view of the men who are buying, I guess mostly men, but some women perhaps enjoy the view, of the bikini baristas. But that's not what's happening at the Naughty Girls Donut Shop. It seems to me like they're just celebrating World War II era pinups, which, you know, these people, these old people, I'm presuming, who are throwing crap at the donut shop, they probably come from that generation. You saw worse things painted on the side of a B-52 that bombed the Nazis. I mean, come on. Why so prude? I think that there's still an aspect of American culture, it's that Puritan culture that is still sort of reticent about female sexuality, you know? There's still this thing that, you know, my friend Kathy Reisenwitz likes to call slut-shaming that goes on. And I agree that is a problem because, you know, we fear female sexuality in this country, I think. We fear it when it's manifested. And, you know, one of my favorite libertarian comedians, his name's Doug Stanhope, and this is going to be some blue language, some color, off-color language. So if you're from the Catholic League, tone out now. But Doug Stanhope said that, you know, women will never be able to sling pussy in the same way that men can go out and get laid on a weekend because, you know, there's always got to be shame because government and religion has to heap shame on women's sexuality, you know, where men, we can go out and we can get laid and it's no big deal and we get high fives and, you know, we're studs and pimps and girls are whores and hookers and prostitutes and, you know, because they're expressing their sexuality, you know, they have to have shame heaped on them, which is what this Catholic group is doing. But there's no reports or pictures that I see of any, like, girls walking around in lingerie or any, like, any sort of illicit clothing doing anything untoward, like the, you know, bikini baristas have been accused of doing. So I don't see what the problem is here. It seems like they've got a problem with the name that says Naughty Girl. That's the name of it. Well, you know, you're a naughty girl if you eat too many donuts. You know, don't eat too many donuts and you won't be called a naughty girl. But, you know, I think that, again, like, this is the issue of female sexuality that we're so afraid of in this country, which we sort of glorify it, and we also sort of, we have this sort of strange sadomasochist relationship with female sexuality, you know, we love it, but we hate it, you know, like, we want to glorify it, but we also want to demonize it, but maybe I think maybe people are afraid of female sexuality because it's so powerful. You know, we've always been taught to believe that, you know, the penis, the male sexuality, it's just so very strong and dominant, and, you know, that we've allowed male sexuality to run rampant. But when we have female sexuality in any shape, oh, somebody's called a naughty girl. A donut shop's called naughty girl. You know, like, oh my God, females are having sex. Women are having sex. You know, get terrified. And I know I've probably got some Catholic listeners right now that are libertarians, and they're probably angry with the way I'm characterizing religion, but that's too damn bad, because I am not a religious guy, and I'm not a Puritan, and I think that there are some problems with the whole slut-shaming culture. Even though I don't think that, I guess how can I characterize this? And you know, again, I like to be objective, so I'll come on my Catholic libertarian's side of it. I don't think that, you know, that the government should stop people from slut-shaming or anything like that. I just think that it's a jerk thing to do. It's a real douchebag move to go out and slut-shame chicks, or especially for something like this. This isn't even like, but how come there was nobody throwing, you know, cups of coffee at the Bikini Baristas? You know why? Because there were too many dudes standing around waiting to buy coffee, and, you know, they weren't going to put up with that. But you can go pick on this little 17-year-old girl and her mom. Why? Because they're weak and they won't do anything back to you? But to be objective and to say, you know, you shouldn't be stopped from slut-shaming. You should have your free speech. You can slut-shame if you want. But I get my free speech, too, and I get to call you out and say you're being a jerk. And, you know, I've stood up against feminists for lots of reasons. A lot of the crap that I see being peddled from feminists, I stand up against on a regular basis. And, you know, I get a lot of crap from females for doing that. But I'm going to stand with the ladies on this one and say I think that these people are being totally ridiculous. And you know what's funny? The way this is characterized, it sounds like a bunch of old ladies who are the ones who are criticizing this Catholic group. From what I've seen of these reviews, it's mostly older women. You know, they're just jelly because their time's over. Your time's done, ladies, and you're probably really, really jealous. And if you're a dude who's upset about Naughty Girls Donut Shop, I got a question your sexuality, brother. I got a question that. Like, what's the problem with it? You don't like naughty ladies? You don't like naughty ladies? Huh? Huh? Come on, seriously. Come on, guys. What in the hell? Why are we torturing this poor young lady who's fulfilling her dream? She's an entrepreneur. This is what we want women to do. You know, like, you know, guys always complain, especially conservative guys will complain about women saying, oh, we should have never given them the right to vote because women vote for socialism. Well, that's probably true. Women do vote for socialism. However, if you want women to stop voting for socialism, you got to encourage them in these kinds of entrepreneurial pursuits. This is a fantastic example of what we want to do, to encourage young women to get involved in entrepreneurialism. And I think this is a fantastic idea. It's a great name for a donut shop. I mean, I feel like a naughty boy every time I eat a donut. Let me tell you, I mean, my midsection looks like I've eaten a few donuts. But you know what? I got a mind to go down to Front Royal, Virginia today, to drive down there, see if I can get an interview with these ladies, talk to them about the shop, see if I can offer some support, and find out, maybe I'll even try and talk to the Royal Catholic, the Catholic League, see what their objections are to the naughty ladies. But in the meantime, I think people need to back off from the naughty ladies. Let the ladies be naughty. Let them sell their donuts. Encourage this entrepreneurial pursuit. And don't forget, by the way, let's not forget to encourage your favorite entrepreneur, me, Leif Beaverson. Don't forget to subscribe to my podcast. Come back every single day to read news from the LibertarianRepublic.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes or on Stitcher. But do me a favor, click on an article. If you like the article, maybe even click on an advertisement. I don't know, maybe put a few quarters in my pocket, you know, because this stuff isn't cheap. And I hope you enjoy the show. Thank you very much for listening, and have a fantastic day. Don't forget to come back every single day to your home for economic freedom and personal liberty at thelibertarianrepublic.com.